Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Christ, the Church, and Serious Conversation. And, of course, I am doing an ongoing book review of a book written by Apostle John Eckhart called Prayers That Rout Demons. Prayers That Rout Demons. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, in broadcast number one, we talked about how John Eckhart is a fringe preacher. Fringe. F-R-I-N-G-E. Fringe. It means that he's way out there. By fringe, I mean he's a loon. By fringe, I mean he's a nut. By fringe, I mean that he's off his rocker. And there are many preachers who are off their rockers, like John Eckhart. And what makes him a fringe preacher is that John Eckhart is a pan-demonist. A pan-demonist is a person obsessed with demons. They see demons everywhere, and they blame demons for everything. That was broadcast number one. John Eckhart is a fringe preacher. In broadcast number two, I talked about how John Eckhart is an apostle, because that's what he claims to be. That's his title. But he's not an apostle of Jesus Christ. He's not a disciple of Christ. Well, how could you come up with that conclusion? Well, he doesn't teach what Jesus taught. If you are a disciple, the word disciple means student. If you're a disciple of Christ, you got to teach exactly what Jesus taught. Well, I can show you again and again and again and again that everything that John Eckhart preaches and teaches and emphasizes and what his entire ministry is about, it has nothing to do with what Jesus taught. Nothing. Therefore, he cannot be a disciple of Christ. And if he's not a disciple of Christ, he's not an apostle of Jesus Christ. Because when you read the letters of Paul, James, Peter, John, and all of the other apostles, all of them essentially backed up what Jesus said or reiterated what Jesus said. John Eckhart does not speak, does not preach, does not teach what Jesus taught. Therefore, it is impossible for someone to be an apostle of Christ if they fail to cry. It's like if you say, I'm a disciple of Buddha. Well, if you're a disciple of Buddha, you have to teach what Buddha taught. You have to advocate. You have to promulgate what Buddha taught if you're going to be his disciple and his ambassador. Well, that was broadcast number two. That was yesterday's broadcast. So if he's not a disciple of Christ and if he's not an apostle of Christ, then what is he? Well, that's today's broadcast. I would argue, and I have all the evidence in the world, I would argue that John Eckhart is a disciple of people like Win Worley, Frank Hammond, a disciple of Frank Marzullo, Don Basham, and others. Now, who is Win Worley? Who's Frank Hammond? Who's Frank Marzullo? And who's Don Basham, you ask? Well, these were guys who in the 70s were promoting a thing called deliverance. What is deliverance? Well, deliverance ministry is the ministry of those who sees demons everywhere. They see demons everywhere, and they blame demons for everything. Now, remember, I gave you two homework assignments. I asked you to check out. I told you to go to Google. I told you to type in the name Win Worley. I told you to look at the book covers of his books. And when you look at Win Worley's book covers, when you look at everything that this guy was promoting back in the 70s, you had to have seen that everything on the cover of a Win Worley book had everything to do with demons. Everything. Not one of his books left out the subject of demons. Here's a book by Win Worley entitled Inviting Demonic Attack. Another book is called Eradicating the Host of Hell. Another book is called Smashing the Host of Hell. Another book is called Annihilating the Host of Hell. Another book is called Evil Spirits in the End Times. Another book, Curses and Soul Ties, Binding and Loosing Spirits, Harassing the Host of Hell, Freedom from the Host of Hell, Sins, the Sins of Our Fathers, The Proper Name of Demons, Demonic Deception, Diary of an Exorcist, Deliverance and Children, The Scandal of Child Abuse, on and on. All of this is blamed on demons. Another book is called Grappling the Host of Hell, The Warfare Today, The Warfare Today. On and on and on. Win Worley was a nut. And it so happens to be that John Eckhart is one of his disciples. Now, let me play a clip for you from Win Worley. Let me just play a clip. Here is Win Worley talking. Here he is.
Over 8 years ago, when this ministry exploded in the midst of our church, and turned us into that funny little church.
Now, he says that he started the ministry of deliverance, and that's what made his church the funny little church. By funny, he means fringe. You see what I mean, saints? He started teaching wacky stuff. And when he started to teach wacky stuff, he became that funny little church. Funny little church. The only church in town, the only church in the state that was teaching wacky stuff. Here it is again. This is Win Worley back in 1978.
Parts of the same body, led of his spirit into wonderful unity, not because we're forced to, but because this is what we really want. This is what we desire. This is where we find fulfillment and joy, is in working together in the body of Christ with others. And the oath of nature can be crucified, not the demons. The demons must be cast out in Jesus' name. And thank God the knowledge is spreading far and wide in these days. Now there are many, when demons do not yield, when they do not come out, there is always a reason. Let me say that again. When they don't come out, there is always some underlying reason. You may not know it. The deliverance worker who may be trying to help you may not know, but there's always some reason why they're not budging. Because the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus is infinitely superior to anything the enemy can bring up. The firepower we have at our disposal is enough to blow the enemy off the map if we could just learn how to aim it and pull the trigger at the right time. But we have a lot of Bible study to do. The answers are in the Word of God. Over 8 years ago, when this ministry exploded in the midst of our church and turned us into that funny little church, prophecies began to come in repeatedly, and ever so often it's repeated again. All the answers are in my Word. All the answers that you will need, I have already put in my Word.
So as you can see, he's a nut preacher, is when Wally was a nut preacher. And he taught that Christians had demons and that all these demons needed to be taken out, eradicated, exorcised by deliverance ministers. When Wally was a deliverance minister, again, teaching that Christians could have demons residing inside of them. This is who John Eckhart is a disciple of. Now, I have a clip from Frank Hammond. Here's Frank Hammond. And again, I would encourage you to Google his books to find out what it is that he teaches, and you will see. For example, right here on my desk, I have a book by Frank Hammond called Pigs in the Parlor. Well, the parlor happens to be your stomach. And the pigs that he's talking about that are in the parlor are inside of you, the pigs being demons. The book, The Pigs in the Parlor, was a popular bestseller back in the 70s, and it was called A Practical Guide to Deliverance. Another book by Frank Hammond is Breaking of Curses. Another book is A Manual for Children's Deliverance, How to Exorcise Demons Out of Little Kids. I kid you not. I have all these books on my desk because as an apologist, I debated and I tried to correct the error inside of the minds of their followers. So when I say that John Eckhart is a disciple, not only is he a disciple of a guy like Win Worley, but Win Worley and Frank Hammond were contemporaries. Now here is Frank Hammond at the same. I just played a clip for you from Win Worley. They were at the same Bible conference, same exact Bible conference, same year. And here's Frank Hammond. Here's Frank Hammond.
Friday afternoon, August the 31st, 1979, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Labor Day Camp Meeting, being held at Hot Springs, Arkansas. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Frank Hammond is the speaker of the afternoon.
You know, the day Brother Hammond had received the Holy Spirit the night before at a convention in Denver, I happened to be sitting beside him, but we didn't know each other, and we were trying to get him to come up in front, and he was hiding behind a post. Those were the days, weren't they? Aren't these wonderful days now, though? No fear. To be a tongue-speaking Baptist minister. But all those things that are so new, we're all so fearful about, aren't we? But he has no fear in him today. Come on. We want Ida May to sing sometime, whenever.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I had no idea what all was going to take place when God baptized me in the Holy Spirit about 12 years ago. And I tell you, it's been glorious. It just gets gooder and gooder all the time. We thank the Lord for the flow of the Spirit and the move of the Spirit, and God said you can be a part of it. I don't think it was my goodness or my smartness or anything else. I just believe it was God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God he included me, aren't you? Praise the Lord. Well, we're here for an important time this afternoon, and I really feel like what the Lord has for us can be very vital to our lives today. So let's listen and let's participate in the ministry that God has for us today. I want us to begin reading in Deuteronomy, if you'd open your Bible there, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, the last two verses in Deuteronomy chapter 30. He's going to give us a choice here, and it's up to us today to make our decision, the choice of which of these two alternatives that we're going to have in our life. God says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing.
Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Now, God gives the choice between life and death, between cursing and blessing. And he says, your decision not only affects you, but it affects your seed, your posterity. Those who follow in your line of genealogy are affected by which choice you make. If you choose death, if you choose cursing, then the effects of that is going to pass on to your seed. But if you choose blessing, and if you choose life in the Lord, the effects of that will also pass on down into your family. The first part of verse 20 says, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. Eyes are set on the Lord Jesus Christ today because he is our life. Now, the subject that we are approaching this afternoon in our study, we entitle it Cursing or Blessing. Cursing or Blessing. You know, for a number of years, as I have been involved in the ministry of deliverance, I became aware that many people had curses on their lives. So as a routine...
You see that? He realized as he entered into the ministry of deliverance, which again is a fringe ministry. It is a ministry rejected by 95% of Christianity. 95% of they want nothing to do with deliverance ministers. That's why Mr. Win Worley talked about when he stumbled upon the deliverance teaching and he became the funny little church. The church with the queer or the weird or the bizarre kind of teaching that Christians can have demons. So Frank Hammond and Win Worley and guys like Frank Marzullo, M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-O, or Don Basham, D-O-N-B-A-S-H-A-M. These are the four founding fathers. These are the guys who really peddled this whole deliverance ministry back in the late 70s. Now, you fast forward 30 years later, almost 40 years later, and in their place, you have a guy like John Eckhart. He teaches exactly the same weird, bizarre teachings that they taught. His books are nothing new. This book that he wrote here, Prayers That Rout Demons, you can find all of this material, all of it. It's like he almost plagiarized it. You can find all of it in Frank Hammond's books. You can find all of it in Win Worley's books, Don Basham's books, Frank Mazzullo's teaching. You can find everything that John Eckhart talks about, everything that he emphasizes. Everything that he teaches concerning Christians having demons, you can find it in the writings of Win Worley, Frank Hammond, Frank Mazzullo, Don Basham, and others. There are so many. I mean, I can't name them all. But those were the rock stars back in the day. When deliverance ministry broke out, and there was this fringe group out there having these crazy camp meetings, teaching on these crazy subjects. These were the four guys. Win Worley, I told you, go Google his books, and you'll see every subject. And they weren't even books, they were pamphlets. I mean, you read a book like Pigs in the Parlor, and you say, where in the world did this guy get this stuff? That Christians can be demon-possessed. Not by one demon. There are books, I can show you books, where a person confesses, I was a Christian, I was born again, I was spirit-filled, and while being born again and spirit-filled, they did deliverance on me, and 150 demons came out. Now, my brothers and sisters, how can a born-again believer have 150 demons inside of them? It's an impossibility. But this is the kind of fringe teaching that came out of the mind of Win Worley, Frank Hammond, Frank Marzullo, and Don Basham. Now, I have a clip, and here it is. Let me play this for you. And in this clip, they talk about John Eckhart. Listen to this. And this will give you an idea of what kind of bizarre teaching John Eckhart is into.
Pastor Frank, how you been since the last time?
I've been doing good, doing really good. Now, I want to share something with the audience a little bit. Some of you know that I've been struggling with back pain, and I'm saying this because I want to teach you something. Some of you know that I've been in back pain. Don't judge me for the back pain and say, oh, he's done this, he's done that.
You see, according to deliverance preachers, if you suffer from any pain, it's because you have opened the gateway for a demon. So that's why he prefaces his comments by saying, don't judge me. I have back pain. And the reason why he says don't judge me is because in these circles, where Wim Worley's teachings and Frank Hammond's teachings and Frank Marzullo's teachings and Basham's teachings are promulgated, if there's something wrong with your body, is because you did something wrong, it gave legal authority for a demon to come in and jack you up. That's the bizarre nature of their teaching. So that's why he prefaced, he says, listen, don't judge me. I'm confessing that I have back problems, but it's not because I did anything wrong. I want to use it as a teaching moment. Here's the rest of it.
But understand that everyone's that I've been in back pain. Don't judge me for the back pain and say, oh, he's done this, he's done that. But understand that every once in a while people have problems. So I had vertebrae. I had ruptured a vertebrae, and I had injured some others, bruised some others by moving some furniture around. Well, I struggled with this for a long time and started taking some medication for it. And I went to physical therapy. I've gone to traction to get some traction done on it. And I was in agony for a long time. And while I've been ministering on the radio, I have been in agony with this back problem. But I started understanding something in the spiritual realm, and I found it by accident. And I'm going to share it with you because it set me free. When I started taking pain pills, not addictive pain pills, but not narcotic, but Tramadol, and I was taking some of that, and I was taking some ibuprofen to ease the pain in my back. And this went on for some time during the course of the afternoon and evening, and it would be like a level 9. If it was 1 to 10, 10 being the highest level of pain, I would be at a level of 9 for pretty much most of the night. So I started reading a John Eckhart book. Do you know who John Eckhart is, Shannon?
Oh, yes, sir. I know him from the days that he used to preach at Hegewisch. Now, I didn't get to meet him personally, but that's where I first heard the name. And he's continuing to write some great deliverance books today. Continue on.
Now, you see, what kind of books does John Eckhart write? Deliverance books. Kooky books. Deliverance books means Win Worley type of books, Frank Hammond type of books, Frank Marzullo, Don Basham type of books. He is their disciple. He is not a disciple of Christ. He is not an apostle of Jesus Christ. He does not teach what Jesus taught. He is a direct disciple of these kooky men who functioned in the late 70s and introduced this demonic teaching called deliverance ministry. That's who he's a disciple of. So this entire book that he wrote, Prayers That Rout Demons, has no basis in the Bible. It's all kooky stuff. It's all kooky, outer limits, Twilight Zone type of stuff. But let's continue to listen to the interview.
Well, anyway, I was reading a John Eckhart book, and I was waiting to learn something new, and I was not learning anything new, and I was getting mad at John for not giving me something new to learn.
And the reason why you're not going to learn anything new from John is because if you've read, and I'm sure he has, all of the Win Worley books and all of the Frank Hammond books and all of the Frank Marzullo books and all of the Don Basham books, you will understand that John Eckhart is simply regurgitating what they taught and what they wrote. That's all it is. He copied them verbatim. That's why you're not learning anything new.
So, I said to my wife, I said, honey, Jill, listen, I've been reading this book. I'm about three quarters of the way done, and I just don't see anything new to learn from what, you know, and I was getting a little ticked off at not being able to learn anything. And then I came to a passage he wrote in the book, and he connected back problems, spine problems, back problems with pride. And I go, oh, my. And I said, Jill, do you think I have any pride? And she kind of laughed and looked at me. And she says, what do you think? So I said, okay, honey, please cast it out of me in the name of Jesus Christ. And so there she did. We held hands. We were at our timeshare. It was just last week, Shannon. We're at our timeshare. And we held hands, and she started commanding the evil spirit of pride out of me in the name of Jesus. She says, whatever level of pride that is in you, come out in Jesus' name. You that has attached itself to my husband's back, his spine, that's injured him, I command you out in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you, brother. Out it came.
Praise
I didn't
God.
Expect it. But there it was. You know,
was it...
Now, you see how kooky that is? Here's a guy who's moving furniture. As a result of moving furniture, he ruptures a disc. I mean, the disc, I mean, he takes x-rays, he has a ruptured disc, he goes to therapy, they stretch out his back, he goes to a chiropractor. Now, all of a sudden, he reads a John Eckhart book, and the John Eckhart book connects pride with Satan, and most likely that's Isaiah chapter 14, where pride was found in Satan's heart. So he connects that to back problems. And it says, you see, you got back problems because you're like the devil. You have pride. So this jackass, this moron, tells his wife, can you cast it out of me? Can you cast out the spirit? And his wife goes on to cast it out. And, I mean, wow. As soon as she casts it out, voila, no more back problems. This is what we call fringe. This is what we call wacky. This is what we call zany. This is what we call crazy. And this is what John Eckhart is into. And when you read any of his books, that's what you're going to find. You're going to find demons everywhere, responsible for everything, and as a result, they need to be cast out. Here it is again, saints. Here it is again. Here it is again.
Here, it was just last week, Shannon. We're at our timeshare, and we held hands, and she started commanding the evil spirit of pride out of me in the name of Jesus. She says, whatever level of pride that is in you, come out in Jesus' name. You that has attached itself to my husband's back, his spine, that's injured him, I command you out in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you, brother. Out it came.
Praise
I didn't
God.
Expect it. But there it was. You know,
there it was, a demon. A demon that jacked up his back because of pride. Can you imagine connecting pride to a demon? And then, I mean, think, if your kid is prideful, okay, let's hold hands. You got a demon of pride. Let me cast it out. I mean, Christians having demons? Is this insane? Is this wacky? Well, of course it's insane and it's wacky because John Eckhart is a disciple of Win Wally, Frank Hammond, Frank Marzullo, Dom Bastian. And if you want to read kooky stuff, just go through those guys' books and you'll see levels of kookiness you've never heard of before. But that does it for today's broadcast. I'll be back tomorrow with part four. Love you much in Jesus. Tell other people about the book review. God bless you.